Now verse 2. As when the melting fire burneth, the fire causeth the waters to boil, to make thy name known to thine adversaries, that the nations may tremble at thy presence. Now just as fire makes water to boil, so the presence of God would make the nations to tremble. Today, the nations are not conscious of the existence of God. Somebody says, how can we, a Christian nation, sit down with a godless nation like Russia or China? Well, friends, the reason is that we're just about as godless as they are. That's the reason. Today, the nations are not conscious of God. There's no prayer, no turning to Him, no recognition of Him. Now, in that day, as you're coming right down to the wire, the end of the age, there will be a very real consciousness that God is getting ready to break through. There was that consciousness, actually, at the time of the birth of Christ. There was an expectation throughout the world, and several of the Roman historians have called attention to that. Now, verse 3, when thou didst terrible things which we look not for, thou camest down, the mountains flowed down at thy presence. Now, the very mountains will melt at his presence. The enemies will then cry to the mountains to hide them, but all they'll do will melt and run all over them, so it won't be very helpful in that day. Now, verse 4, and this is a verse that we have two verses in this chapter that make not the chapter familiar, but the familiar verses are drawn from this one. Now, verse 4, you find it in 1 Corinthians 2:9. For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard, nor perceived by the ear, neither hath the eye seen, O God, beside thee, what he hath prepared for him that waiteth for it. Now, Paul uses it in a little different way. Paul says, as it's written, eye hath not seen, ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. Now, Paul then goes on to say, but God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. Now, Paul was quoting the first part, which is quite evident, from Isaiah here. And Paul, though, says that the Holy Spirit in our day will reveal these things unto us. In that day, they're going to have to wait until he comes. And then even for us, it can be said that now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. So all along, we can identify ourselves with these people, for we have a hope also. But it's a different hope. We are looking for him to take us out of the world. They are looking for him to come and establish a kingdom on the earth. And friends, I'll be honest with you, the only folk that seem to miss this today are theologians. I don't know why they don't seem to know up from down and down from up. He's coming down to the earth. He's going to take the church up to meet him. Now, you really ought to know in this life, which is up and up is down and down is not up. And it gives us quite a bit of upside-down theology. I think that we need to make the distinction. But we can identify. Our hearts can go out in passages like this. Now, verse 5, thou meetest him that rejoiceth and worketh righteousness, those that remember thee in thy ways. Behold, thou art wroth, for we've sinned. In those is countenance, and we shall be saved. Here begins the acknowledgement of the sins, and at the same time, a confidence in the redemption of the Savior.